Welcome to the Chris Coe & Associates Investing Podcast with your host, Chris Coe, a Wanaka-based investment advisor and avid share market investor. Today, we talk Fletcher Building, Buffett's recent trades, fund manager surveys, KiwiSaver, and nickel. Starting with New Zealand construction firm Fletcher Building, which is having a tough time at present, the shares have fallen 25% this year. And if you zoom out, the share price has been in a downtrend over the last 10 years. Many folks will have this one in their KiwiSaver funds, and KiwiSaver scheme provider Simplicity Managing Director Sam Stubbs has called for wholesale board changes. CEO Ross Taylor cited a backdrop of weaker trading conditions, particularly in the New Zealand residential building sector. This comes as the leaky pipe saga drags on. The issue has become a dispute between Fletcher's claim that plumbers were at fault and BGC's claim that polybutylene pipes made by Fletcher's subsidiary Iplex were defective, causing damaging leaks in West Australian homes. Fletcher's reported a net loss after tax of $120 million for the 6 months to December 31st, compared with a profit after tax of $92 million. In the previous corresponding period. Moving on to shrewd investor and bridge aficionado Warren Buffett, who sold a small portion, only 1%, of his holding in Apple. Some investors have concerns about Apple's outlook as demand from large market China wanes. Apple has also made a sizable bet on the Vision Pro, which is a virtual reality or VR headset. Personally, I can't see this as something most people who are not tech nerds would walk around with strapped to their face, as it's reasonably bulky and users can look silly using it, in my opinion. I think VR headsets would have to be a lot smaller before becoming mainstream. I'm thinking ski goggle size or smaller, although I'm somewhat of a Luddite, so I could be wrong about this. What is more telling with Buffett, I think, is that he increased his stakes in energy companies, Chevron Corporation and Occidental Petroleum Corp. Energy is the cheapest sector in the S&P 500 at present, and Buffett seems to think oil and gas companies may be around for a while yet. Well, I think gas especially, which is cleaner than oil and coal, will be integral to the transition away from fossil fuels. Moving on. In what could be a contrarian signal, a recent survey of global fund managers by Bank of America showed asset managers are extremely bullish on US stocks as the S&P 500 index reaches new highs, powered by the big stocks such as Apple and Microsoft, otherwise known as the Magnificent Seven. Surveys showed the allocation to US stocks reached its highest level since November 21, rising 7% to be net 21% overweight, with the tech sector being the highest since August 2020, rising 10% to be net 36% overweight by fund managers. Global managers cut their cash holdings to 4.2% this month from 4.8% in January, as they stopped predicting a global recession for the first time since April 2022. Net 10% of fund managers saw the outlook for China as bleak, and shorting China was the second most crowded trade. February's most crowded trades were long the big US tech stocks at 61%, short China equities at 25%, and long Japan equities at 4%. So to sum up this, the big tech stocks are a very crowded trade. They've got stretch valuations and the S&P 500 is very concentrated, with the big tech names, about seven stocks, making up a large portion of the index, which I think is around 30% at present. There should be a pullback at some stage, but when that is anyone's guess. China and Hong Kong equities are very out of favour. We don't invest in China ourselves, but any positive stimulus action or rhetoric from Beijing or positive rhetoric from Beijing could see sentiment change and capital flow in. 33% of fund managers in the survey said aggressive fiscal policy to boost real estate would see them allocate more capital to China. Moving on to KiwiSaver, and Morningstar released its KiwiSaver review for the December 23 quarter. All KiwiSaver funds, with the exception of only three, produced positive returns over the December quarter, and most funds were north of 5%. Most of these funds with equity holdings would have exposure to the big tech names in the US, which we've just talked about, and they have performed very well this quarter. International shares accounted for the highest asset allocation at $38.7 billion of KiwiSaver funds. The best performing fund over the 3 months was the Kora Carbon Neutral Crypto Fund, which tracks the price of Bitcoin, which has soared over the 3 months to December. The lowest returns, interestingly, came from the Kernel S&P Kensho Electric Vehicle Innovation Fund. This invests in manufacturing companies providing critical electric vehicle components and infrastructure, and the car makers themselves. Electric vehicle demand has softened at present, as questions around high repair costs and whether charging is more of a hassle due to unreliable charging infrastructure and power supplies issues in many places, compared to just stopping at a petrol station. Plus, there's the ever-present range anxiety. This highlights the volatility of investing in funds managing one asset, for example, crypto or a sector such as EVs. Moving on to the commodities needed for EV batteries, an Australian Federal Resources Minister, Madeleine King, has placed nickel back on the government's critical minerals list in response to the escalating crisis around the nickel mining industry in Western Australia. Nickel was previously taken off the list in December last year. The decision to place nickel on the list means companies will have access to financing under the $4 billion Critical Minerals Facility and critical minerals related grant programs, such as the International Partnerships Program. King also said she would not be just bailing out any speculative miners that have been hurt by the depressed nickel prices. Well, that's a wrap for this week, and we will broadcast again, same time next week.